City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 37. Rafael L. Espinal Jr., Democratic. Kimberly Council, Working Families. The following City Council District 37 candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Michael Freeman Salisbury, Conservative.
Rafael L. Espinal Jr., Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Assembly Member, 54th District, Cypress Hills, Bushwick, ENY, City Line, and Bed-Stuy.
Previous occupations.
ESL teacher, Chief of Staff to City Councilman Eric Martin DeLon.
Education.
Graduate of Franklin K. Lane High School and earned a Bachelor's in English at Queens College.
Organizational affiliations.
Parishioner of St. Rita's Church and member of the 54th Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Served as Chief of Staff to City Councilman Eric Martin DeLon.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
The most important issue I would address if elected to the City Council is the immense need for better education. Coming from a working immigrant family, as well as previously being an educator to children with similar stories as myself, I believe that the best way to brighten the future of our great city is by enhancing educational opportunities for all.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other important issues that need to be addressed include protecting daycare centers, senior centers, and after-school programs from budget cuts. I also want to raise awareness about and support free local screenings for fatal diseases such as cancer, HIV, and diabetes.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I am the best candidate for this office because I believe that with the right resources, all men, women, and children can thrive in Brooklyn. Being that I was born and raised in the district, I know firsthand the struggle of the average New Yorker, and I believe I can continue to address these issues with the passion and the dedication that this position requires to help my constituents. I have a proven track record of getting results stemming from my time as a member of the New York State Assembly and look to bringing my experience to the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Kimberly Council, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Reference librarian at a Wall Street law firm.
Previous occupation.
Information assistant, McKinsey & Company.
Education.
North Carolina Central University, BA, Political Science. Pratt Institute, MS, Library Science.
Organizational affiliations.
American Association of Law Librarians. Law Library Association of Greater New York. Local Development Corporation of East New York. East New York Housing Development Corporation, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated Associate Minister, Berean Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York.
Prior public experience.
Not applicable.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 37 you would address if elected?
Unemployment and underemployment plague my community and the city as a whole. We have to address this issue. We have to be bold and innovative in our approach. One way to do this is to provide incentives for companies, particularly small businesses, located in the district that hire local residents. We also need to train and retrain the unemployed and underemployed to be prepared to enter a 21st century job market.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
New York City struggles to provide affordable housing for our low-income residents. We have to restructure the selection process, clearly define affordable, and make sure low-income residents are treated with the respect and dignity they deserve.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a compassionate leader with demonstrated commitment to community empowerment. As vice president of the East New York Housing Development Corporation, I was instrumental in implementing 200-plus units of affordable housing in East New York. I am committed to youth empowerment and have advocated for changes to the juvenile justice system so our youth have the opportunity to re-enter their communities through rehabilitative and community-based programming. I reside in Cypress Hills with my daughter and son. I am fully vested in making our community the best place to live, where all of our children have access to a quality education and every resident has the best possible quality of life, access to affordable housing, and the ability to earn a sustainable living wage.
Participating in the campaign finance program.